From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. This afternoon in Costa Mesa, California, Republican businessman Peter Ueberroth announced that he is dropping out of the race to replace Governor Gray Davis. His campaign never quite took off, and the latest poll showed him far behind the competition. While the list of candidates is still in flux, voting in the recall has already begun. County officials began accepting absentee ballots yesterday. You don't have to be absent in California to vote absentee, and some election officials are encouraging people to vote ahead of time to avoid what could otherwise be a confusing day at the polls next month. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Joan Markovitz and her husband Arthur wasted no time casting their votes on the recall. The San Diego couple dropped by the county registrar's office in the morning, and within minutes, they had their absentee ballots punched out and turned in.
The process was very easy, and they couldn't be more helpful. They really explained how to do it.
Joan Markovitz had no trouble navigating the punch card ballot like this one. Using a tiny stylus to punch out holes, indicating whether Governor Gray Davis should be removed, and if so, who should replace him. County Registrar Sally McPherson says this ballot is a little tricky because the names of the 135 replacement candidates fill 7 pages in no particular order.
My biggest fear is that voters will think they need to vote on every page and then they'll overvote and their vote won't count. If they overvote, they're throwing their vote away. So I think we're just going to try to get out the word over and over again that they can only vote for one candidate for governor.
This is likely the last time San Diego will use the punch card ballots. The county is planning to switch to more modern touchscreen voting in the spring. But for the hastily called October election, McPherson is glad to be using familiar technology, hanging chads notwithstanding.
We have been using the punch card system here in San Diego County for a quarter of a century. Our voters know how to use the system. Our poll workers are well trained. It worked fine for the 2002 governor elections, and it'll work fine for this recall election.
Shasta County in Northern California didn't have that option. Shasta officials had already gotten rid of their old punch card machines and expected to use a new touchscreen system for local school elections in November. Assistant Registrar Kathy Darling says the county planned to train poll workers on the new system in October. That training session had to be hurriedly rescheduled for this week.
Had to move that up a bit since none of our poll workers have ever seen the system before or used it or conducted an election on it. So we have to get them brought up to speed.
Registrars around the state have had to prepare for this election in about half the time they usually have, add a crowded ballot, and the likelihood of many first-time voters drawn by celebrity candidates. And Caltech political scientist Michael Alvarez says you may have a recipe for trouble.
If this is an election that has a high degree of voter turnout and has a lot of new voters, that's likely to lead to long lines at the polling places. People who are going to ask lots of questions and not have as many polling place workers to answer those questions, and a lot of potential problems in the poll sites.
Alvarez suspects if that happens, the recall results may be clouded by recounts and lawsuits. San Diego's registrar is more optimistic, but McPherson admits even local races sometimes require a recount, and with 135 candidates for governor, the margin of victory could be very small.
If it's very, very close, it could hang in the balance really out there until the election results are certified. So it's hard to say on this one. We could know election night, or it could be weeks later.
California election officials are hoping to avoid contested Florida-style results. Voter Joan Markovitz is not too worried. She digs in her pocketbook and pulls out the sample ballot from that fateful election 3 years ago, in which California's results were not in doubt.
In fact, I brought my 2000 book, which I saved as a souvenir, to show the people I know in Florida that we know how to vote in California.
That know-how will be put to the test when the ballots are counted October 7th. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.